This is WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Two dark chapters in recent Boston history are on display this week at the world's longest-running film festival, the Venice Film Festival. Films making their debut include Spotlight, a feature about the Boston Globe investigation of sexual abuse by Catholic priests, and Black Mass, a biopic about the crimes of convicted Boston mob boss James Whitey Bulger. WBUR's David Boeri is in Venice, gauging reaction to the two films, and joins us this morning. Hi, David.
Hi, Sharon.
What is the sense of Boston that festival goers seem to be getting from these two films?
A place with strong powers, both established and off-the-books powers, that would be the church and criminal gangs. But that's not necessarily unlike other places. What you have in Boston, though, close communities, very close communities. Boston happens to be the most Catholic of cities in America. And then you go to South Boston for the second story. So very close communities, which means that when crimes occur and they involve institutions, then the impact is far greater.
Now, Spotlight centers around the beginnings of the reporting of the church sex abuse scandal, and that issue first came to light in Boston, but of course turned out really to be an international scandal. How key is Boston to the story?
It's key to the story, one, because into the movie, because you see the impact, the awful human impact that those crimes of pedophilia had, an act carried out by Catholic priests on young boys and girls. So that's important, the closeness of it. But also what happened in Boston is that after a long time of looking the other way or not showing any interest, just like everyone else in town, the news media, first the Boston Phoenix, and then the Boston Globe, the far more powerful Boston Globe, took on the case. And the Boston Globe put its Spotlight team of investigative reporters on their case, so they went after it. And they went after it hard and long. And the effects of their investigation shook not just Boston, but the whole Catholic Church. And that was international in effect.
The Whitey Bulger film has an even larger publicity effort, and that is centered largely on the star of Black Mass, Johnny Depp. How is he being received in Venice?
Johnny Depp is a worldwide movie idol. You can take a listen to what happened when he showed up on the red carpet last night. So everywhere he goes, fans of this film festival are chanting, "Johnny, Johnny." He is an international star. His price for doing Black Mass was the price of making Spotlight in its entirety, $20 million. And a lot of the stars in Spotlight were working for minimum because of their belief in that project. He comes in here with Bulger on his shoulder like a parrot on top of a pirate's shoulder because Depp is hoping that his role here is going to rescue him from the Hollywood graveyard of rotten tomatoes and stinkers that he's been in recent years.
Depp has played a wide range of roles in his career, David, but this vicious killer is something new for him. So tell us how Bulger's portrayed in Black Mass and whether it resembles the impressions that we in Boston already have of him.
We start with the fact that Johnny Depp looks strikingly like Bulger. They spent a lot of time and money getting that look. He has a pronounced skull in this thing. It looks like, with his prosthetics, the strands of hair on the side look like wire cabling. He looks terrifying. And Depp, whose eyes are as black as coal, has contact inserts that were actually hand-painted blue to get the effect they wanted of eyes that can penetrate somebody. So they got that down. He looks like Bulger. And he acts in this film pretty much like the psychopath that people who knew Whitey Bulger saw in action. The problem in the range of Bulger in this movie, though, is really it's sort of all the range of going from second base to short rather than from first to third. There's not a lot of dimension to him or to the acting here because of that. But this is what Depp had to say about playing Whitey Bulger.
He would take in little old ladies' groceries into the house. I mean, and then 10 minutes later, he might be bashing someone's skull in. But to him, that was what he knew. That was all he knew.
Depp's performance certainly seemed to get Bulger, although in his comments here, he talked about Bulger as someone who had some human traits like loving his mother or loving his son. There are a lot of mobsters, though, who love their mothers, love their sons, and kill people. That doesn't seem particularly distinguishing.
Black Mass is based on the book of the same title by Dick Lear, the nonfiction exploration of Bulger's crimes. But of course, the movie is a dramatization. And so, David, will Bostonians who know the story well appreciate the film, or will they tend to be finding mistakes in the details?
Well, if they're looking for the details, they're going to see a dog's dinner, because it's just a whole mess up of facts, of sequences, of characters, of what's left out, of what's in. And strangely, it doesn't have that concentration on the corruption of the institution that the Spotlight did in looking at how higher-ups in the church had ordered the priests be protected and had protected them themselves. Coming away from this movie, you will not get the true appreciation of the institutional corruption at the FBI that made this all possible. It's more presented in that stylized version as the actions of John Connolly very tightly and the mistakes that came apart at the end, but you don't get that full range of institutional corruption.
David, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
WBUR's David Boeri at the Venice Film Festival. This is WBUR.